Hello, and welcome to Session 5 of the QWS tutorial. In this session, we'll cover in more detail some of the tools in the Tools menu. Let's start by loading a track which I recorded for this tutorial. There are 6 tracks in this song: the organ, a lead sound, electric guitar sound, a synth pad, a bass, and some drums. I'll just play the track to start with.
Spacebar.
Well, it didn't start life like that. When I recorded it, it sounded more like this.
Spacebar.
That sounds quite messy, doesn't it? So the first thing I did is quantize. We've actually already introduced quantize in session 3. Quantize moves the starts of the notes so they're more on the beat. If you listen, for example, I'm going to solo the organ part.
Plus organ 5 colon out dash A USB MIDI home.
And play that, and you'll hear it's rather irregular. It's supposed to be regular, but it's not.
Spacebar.
You can hear it's ahead of the beat. Now I've got the metronome on. And it's not quite regular.
Spacebar.
Quantize is on the Tools menu.
Tools menu. Transpose dot change time glide time x quantize dot 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 Q shortcut Q 5 of 13.
And notice the shortcut key is Q. It's also Q from the main screen without needing to go into the Tools menu because it's so common to use.
Quantize. Beat division colon 4 edit shortcut P.
The beat division is how many, if you like, valid positions there are. I'm playing in 16th notes or semiquavers, so that will be 4 per beat.
4. Percent strictness colon 100 edit shortcut S.
Percent strictness is how closely notes will be moved to the beat. So 0% strictness means don't do anything, and 100% strictness means move them exactly onto the beat. 50%, therefore, would be halfway between the current position and the exact position. Now, this style of music, I'm going to put 100.
100. Percent swing colon. 0 edit shortcut W.
And percentage swing. We'll come back to swing later in this session.
OK button. Procostat 05 dot mid.
And listen again.
Home. Spacebar.
That's better.
Spacebar.
Well, I have 6 tracks here, and they all need quantizing. I could go through each one. Down cursor, Q, go through the dialogue, OK. Down cursor, Q, go through the dialogue, OK, and so on. But there's a better way in this case. I'm going to use...
Tools menu. Apply to all tracks shortcut A13 of 13.
Apply to all tracks.
Costat 05.mid.
Apply to all tracks means when you use a tool, it will be applied to every non-muted track. For this demonstration, I need to quantize everything, so...
Quantize. Beat division colon. 4 edit shortcut P.
Well, I'm actually going to accept the defaults of 4 beat divisions and 100% strictness.
Costat 05.mid.
Now, apply to all tracks remains on at this stage.
Tools. Apply to all tracks. Check shortcut A13 of 13. Alt.
And now if I unsolo the organ...
Organ 5.
...and play it...
Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
Let's listen again.
Left arrow. Spacebar. Spacebar.
It sounded like things were just a little bit sooner than they should have been. I'm going to reload the original.
File menu. Costat.
It was the lead that went wrong.
Plus lead 6.
Let's listen to the lead.
Spacebar.
And you can hear it's well ahead of the metronome.
Spacebar.
Apart from that little bit at the end, it would have quantized in 2s, or quavers, or 8th notes. But what I'm actually going to do is correct it by sliding the whole thing forwards with the Time Glide tool. I think there was something funny in the bass as well, so I'm actually going to keep Apply to All Tracks turned on at this stage.
Tools make change. Time Glide dot 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 shortcut G3 of 13. Time Glide. Glide by colon. 0.0008 is shortcut G.
Very simple dialogue. It just asks me for the number of beats and ticks to glide. You can enter a positive number to slide it later, or a negative number to move it backwards. I'm going to put in 10 ticks.
0.10. Costat 05. Dot.
Try again.
Home. Space bar. Space bar.
Sounds better. Still needs quantizing. Q.
Quantize.
Accept the defaults.
Costat 05.
Try again.
Control home. Space bar. Space bar.
Sounds much better. Now, the next thing I realized was in the guitar part, there's a stray A sharp. I'm in the key of A major, and the A sharp is a definite mistake. Let's solo the guitar part.
Plus guitar 7 colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO 3 of 6.
Play.
Space bar. Space bar.
Now, I could go into the note editor, as we did in previous sessions, find that note and delete it. But for this demonstration, I'm going to use the Delete Notes tool. Delete Notes is under the Tools.
Tools menu.
And then More Tools.
Apply to All. More Tools has submenu shortcut M12 of 13. More Tools menu. Set channel dot 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 shortcut.
And then cursor down to
channel keys, velocity, length, note group, velocity, control, change, can revert, delete notes dot 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 shortcut D11 of 13.
Delete Notes.
Delete Notes. Lower note colon. C-1 edit shortcut L.
This tool gives you a lower note and an upper note, and it will delete all notes between and including the lower and upper notes. So in this case, I just want A sharp. I could either type in
A hash 3, upper note colon, A hash 3.
Or I could just do this.
Lower note colon, A hash 3, upper note colon, A hash 3.
Just play the note on the keyboard. Okay?
Costat 0.
Play it again.
Home. Space bar. Space.
Now, just to demonstrate what happens if you do a little bit too much.
Tools make more tools. Note, delete, delete notes. Dot dot dot. Shortcut D11 of 13. Delete notes.
Of course, all these commands have shortcuts. So, delete notes is Alt T M D, and I'm just going to put in a little bit too much.
Lower note colon A3. Upper note colon B3.
Try that.
Costat 05. Home. Space bar.
And you can hear there's a considerable hole where some of the notes used to be.
Space bar.
Now there's another one like that in the organ part.
Organ 5 colon out.
It's actually a C natural. See if you can hear it.
Space bar. Space bar.
Did you hear that?
Left arrow. Space bar. Space bar.
So I'm going to use the same trick again.
Tools menu. More tools menu. Delete notes. Lower note colon. C5. Upper note colon. C5. OK button.
And that'll fix that one. Now I've made those basic edits to correct some mistakes. I'm going to go to the Tools menu and start at the beginning.
Tools menu. Transpose dot 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 T shortcut T1 of 13.
Transpose is the first one with a shortcut key of T.
Transpose. Transpose colon. -1 to edit shortcut T.
A very simple dialogue with just one field in it. The number of semitones up or down to transpose. Positive values move the song up. And negative values move the song down. Just a reminder that you can press F1 at any point in the tools dialogues, and also all the tools are described in the help. I'm going to transpose this song from its original key of A down to the key of G, two semitones down. So I'm going to enter
dash 2
minus 2. OK the dialogue. Remember, I've still got apply to all tracks turned on.
Costat 05 dot mid home space bar. Space bar.
Something wrong with that. Well, the melody sounds all right, and the organ sounds all right, and the guitar and the bass. But what about these drums?
Drums. Home. Space bar. Plus drumstick. Space bar.
I shouldn't really have transposed them, because they were in the right key already. I could either turn off Apply to All Tracks,
Tools menu, Apply to All Tracks, check shortcut A3COSTAT05.mid,
and then transpose just the drums back up again.
Transpose to COSTAT 0, home, spacebar, spacebar.
Like that. Or I'm going to put Apply All Tracks back on again.
Tools menu, Apply to All Tracks, shortcut 05.mid.
And I'm going to mute the drums with M.
Exclamation drums 10 colon out dash AUSB MIDI.
Notice the exclamation mark at the beginning. That's the mute indicator. And now I'm going to transpose from G major, the new key.
Spacebar. Spacebar.
To B flat, which is up 3 semitones.
Transpose 3. Costat 05. Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
Unmute, unsolo is Control U to put the drums back in.
Drums 10 colon.
And this time.
Home. Spacebar.
They're fine.
Spacebar.
And I'll now turn Apply to All Tracks off.
Tools, Apply to All Tracks, check short, costat 0.
Okay, the next tool is...
Tools, change velocity, dot, 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 the shortcut V2 of 13.
Change velocity. I'm going to use this with the drum track. Let me just solo the drums a moment.
Plus drums 10 colon out, spacebar. Spacebar.
Now, changing the velocity is not the same as changing the volume. Some instruments, particularly on more modern synthesizers, do things with the tone of the instrument, for example, when you increase or decrease the velocity. So with these drums, I'm going to...
Tools menu. Change velocity. Dot, dot, dot.
Change the velocity.
Change velocity.
Change velocity has two parameters. First...
Percent of original colon. 1008 shortcut O.
Percent of original... So if I set that to 100, I get exactly what I had before. If I set it to 0, then there's no velocity from what I recorded taken into account. If I did 50, then it would be half of the original velocity, making it less sensitive. And if I did, say, 200%, it would become more sensitive. I'm going to choose, in this case, 40.
40.
And the other parameter?
Fixed offset colon, 0 edit shortcut F.
A fixed offset. This is an absolute value which is added to the velocity. I'm going to put in 60.
60. Costat 0. Spacebar.
The effect is quite marked, particularly on the hi-hats. The next tool is the time glide.
Tools, chain time glide, dot, dot, dot.
Just to show you the effect, I'm going to apply this to the drum track.
Plus drums 10 colon out.
Put the metronome on so you can hear.
F4.
At the moment.
Home. Spacebar. Space.
On the beat.
Tools menu. Time glide dot dot.
And I'll time glide them.
Time glide.
By 20 ticks.
Dot 20. Costat. Home. Spacebar.
And you can hear they're late.
Spacebar.
Undo that.
Control. Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
The next tool.
Tools me time expand dot 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 shortcut X4 of 13.
Time expand.
Time expand. Percent expand colon 100.
This effectively multiplies the lengths of every note and their start position, so it effectively speeds up or slows down the track. So if I put in 200%.
200. Costat 05 dot mid.
And play the drums now.
Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
Half speed. Undo that.
Controls.
And we can do some interesting effects by...
Tools menu. Time expand. Percent 1, 5, 0.
150%.
Costa. Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
And so on. Undo.
Control Z.
Next on the list is quantize.
Time quantize dot dot.
Now we've already covered this, but I promised you earlier we'll look at the swing factor. Now listen to these drums to start with.
Spacebar.
1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and...
Space.
Perfectly regular. Let's try using the quantize to introduce some swing.
Quantize. Beat division colon. 4 edit shortcut P.
I'm going to have a beat division of 2 because it's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and...
2.
Keep the strictness as 100.
Percent strictness colon. 100 edit shortcut S.
And the swing...
Percent swing colon. 0 edit shortcut W.
I'm going to put as 30%.
30.
This means it will move the odd beat divisions 30% towards the next beat division, introducing a 6/8 feel in this case.
Constant home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
In fact, just to show you, I'm going to apply that to all the tracks.
Tools apply to all tracks shortcut A13 of 13. Constant 05.
I don't need to mute anything because I want this time the swing to go to everything. Quantize.
Quantize. Beat division.
Beat division 2.
2. Percent strictness colon 1008.
Leave that.
Percent swing colon 08.
And 30.
30. Constant. Home. F4. Spacebar. Spacebar.
Well, you can actually swing at different values. 30 is a good number to try. Let's try 50.
Quantize.
Again, same value, 2 for the beat division.
2. Percent swing colon.
50.
50. Constant. Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
And you can actually do negative swing. But rather than leading towards the next beat, it begins to lean towards the previous beat.
Quantize.
Beat division 2.
2. Descent.
And the swing.
Dash. 30. Constant. Spacebar.
Sounds quite strange.
Spacebar.
Okay, let's reset that.
File menu, quick windows, constant 0.
All I'm doing to reset the song is just reload the file. When you reload a file, by the way, the apply to all tracks is turned off. That's just a slight safety feature. The next tool in the list.
Tools quantize length ... shortcut I6 of 13.
Quantize length. Now this is very similar to quantize.
Quantize length, beat division colon, 4/8 shortcut P.
You've got a beat division.
Percent strictness colon, 10.
Percent strictness.
Okay, button.
There's no swing in this dialogue, though. Now, I'm not actually going to demonstrate this live, but it can be a useful tool if ever you need to export music, for example, to produce printed score. The note length should be precise then. So the next tool in the list.
Tools, humanize ... shortcut H7 of 13.
Is humanize. Now, you can think of humanize as almost the opposite to quantize. It adds a random number of ticks to the start of the notes. Let's use the organ. Solo.
Plus organ 5. Spacebar.
And you can hear that all the notes of each chord start precisely together.
Space.
Humanize on this.
Tools menu. Humanize. Max.adjust colon. 0/8 shortcutter.
Max adjust is how many ticks to adjust by.
5.
That gives a maximum of plus and minus 5 ticks. Doesn't sound a great deal, but when you listen to it.
Cost. Home. Spacebar.
You can certainly hear it.
Spacebar.
Okay. There are some cases where humanize can be actually a useful tool. For example, if you've over-quantized a piano part, you can use the humanize tool to introduce that little bit of random variation in the starting positions of the notes to make it feel like a human is playing again. Okay, so reset again.
File menu, constant 0.
The next tool is.
Tools menu, set length ... short.
Set length. Now, the setting of lengths of notes is, again, a bit like the velocity change, where you have the percentage of the original and the fixed offset. I'm going to show you this tool with the organ part. Solo the organ.
Plus organ 5. Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
And now I'm going to use set length.
Tools menu. Set note length. Percent of original colon. 1008 shortcut O.
Now if I say 0% is the original.
0.
And if I say.
Fixed offset colon.
A fixed offset. 24 ticks.
Dot. 2. 4.
And you'll hear the effect.
Constant 0. Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
That's possibly a little bit too staccato. Let's adjust again.
Tools menu. Set note length. Percent of original colon.
Now if I said 150% of the original.
150.
And no offset.
Fixed offset. 0. Costa.
Now we have this.
Home. Spacebar. spacebar.
Similar to the set length tool, the next one is legato.
Tools legato dot 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 short legato set gap colon 0.0008 it's shortcut G.
Just the one parameter in this tool, the gap to set between the notes. Now, whereas the set length with a fixed length is good to have some staccato playing, the legato tool sets the length of the gaps between the notes. So in this case, if I want a gap of 24 ticks between those notes of the organ part, we have this effect.
0.24. Costat 0. Home. Spacebar. Space.
That's probably the effect we wanted. Just to show you a shorter gap, I'm going to say just 4 ticks.
Tools menu. Legato. Set gap colon. 0.4. Costat 0.5.
And now it sounds like this.
Home. Spacebar. Space.
It's almost so legato there's no gap between them. And if I say a large gap.
Tools menu. Legato.
40 ticks.
0.40. Costat. Home. Spacebar. Space.
And reset to the 24 we decided was the best value.
Tools menu. Legato. 0.24. Costat. Home. Spacebar. Space.
Now the next tool is progression. Progression is quite a versatile tool. Basically, it will insert a progression of MIDI events. For example, a progression of notes between one value and another in pitch or in velocity. Or a progression of MIDI controllers. For a demonstration,
end.
I'm going to the end of the organ part, and the end of it sounded like this.
Left out. Space bar.
That's rather an abrupt ending. So what I'm going to do is introduce a MIDI progression of expression controller values to do a fade out. The final chord is at position...
Track 1, pos 36.
36. So I'm going to do a progression from 37 to 39 as follows.
Tools menu, progression, type colon, note pull down list box shortcut T.
No, I don't want a note progression. I want MIDI expression controller, which is controller number 11. These controller numbers are in the back of the QWS manual. And for a more complete list, consult the back of your synthesizer manual.
CTRL0, CTRL11, channel colon, 5 spinnable edit shortcut C.
The MIDI channel number mostly doesn't matter because the track properties channel will take priority. Normally the channel in the track properties has a value between 1 and 16. If you have channel 0 in the track properties, this is used for multi-channel tracks, for example a MIDI type 0 file, and then the channel in this dialog has an effect. Easy way to remember that, channel 0 in the track properties is for MIDI type 0 file.
Start time colon 0.0008 it's shortcut S.
The start and end times currently are set to 0 and...
End time colon 39.0008 it's shortcut E.
0 and 39, that's the entire track. I should actually mention at this point that if you select a portion of a track with shift and the left and right cursor keys, the tools will only apply to that portion of the track. So for example, if you have a piece where the timing of notes changes and you need to quantize different parts differently, select each part of the track first and then quantize them individually. So in this case, I want the start to be at 37.
3, 7.
And the end to be at 39.
Then time 3, 9. Start value colon.
Now the start and end values, as it's a controller, I need numbers between 0 and 127. I'm going to have a fade out, so I want the start to be 100.
1, 0.
And the end,
then
0.
0. Snap colon, 0.024, edit shortcut P.
The snap, or step value, is how often to introduce these controllers. So I'm going to actually put in 0.12.
0.12. OK button.
OK.
Costat 0.5.
Now if we listen.
End. Left arrow. Spacebar.
Now play back to the beginning.
Home. Spacebar.
And you notice we have a problem. Of course, there's nothing to reset the expression value, so I ought now to go to the beginning.
Home.
And use the event list.
Event list. 4.000 note 5A4.
And insert.
Event type. Select event type colon. Note pull down list box shortcut S.
A controller.
CTRLCHNG. Event list.
Set that.
No selection menu. Length val2 shortcut V7 of 9.
Val2.
Value.
As 11.
1, 1. event list 4.000 expression.
And it tells me it's an expression controller. And value 3.
No selection length val 3 value.
Should be 100.
100. Event list.
Now that should fix it.
Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
Now there's other things you can do with the progression tool. For example, making chromatic scales or symbol rolls. I'll leave it to your imagination.
Tools menu. Cleanup shortcut U11 of 13.
Cleanup is the next tool. Use cleanup if you think there are problems with the MIDI data. For example, two identical notes on top of each other, or missing pedal messages at the end of the track with notes being held on forever, things like that.
More Tools has submenu shortcut M12 of 13.
We now reach the More Tools menu. We've already seen the Delete Notes tool in this menu. I'm going to now show you the Replace Notes. Let's look at the drum track again.
Plus drums 10 colon out. Home. Space bar.
And you'll notice we have the rim shot. I want to change that to the full snare. I don't really want to have to go into the note editor to change each one manually. Instead, I'll use the note replace.
Tools menu. More tools has submenu shortcut. More tools note replace dot 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 shortcut N6 of 13. Replace note. Find note colon. C4 edit shortcut F.
This does a search and replace on a single note. I can either type in the note value, or again, I can just play them on my keyboard. So in this case, I want to replace
C#2.
With
replace with colon. No selection D2.
Okay, the dialogue.
Costat 0.
And we have
home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
Well, that leaves us with a few more tools left.
Tools, more tools menu. Set channel dot dot.
Set channel, which changes the MIDI channel. Use this tool if you need to change the MIDI channel of a section of music. Normally, remember, the channel set in the track properties will take priority.
Channel split.
Channel split. Now the main use for channel split is to split a MIDI type 0 file, which consists of a single track containing multiple instruments, multiple parts, multiple channels, into separate tracks, each track containing MIDI data for just one channel. For example, a MIDI type 0 file could contain a piano, a bass, a drum kit, all on the one track. After using split channels, you'll have 4 tracks. First of all, the original, and then the piano track, and then the bass track, and then the drums track. A second use for the split channel tool is to effectively copy a track. For example, let's take this lead part.
Plus lead 6, spacebar. Spacebar.
Let's do a channel split on this.
Tools menu. More tools menu. Channel split short. Costat 05 dot mid.
And now I have 2 of them.
Guitar 7, pad 8, bass 9, drums 10, 6, colon out, dash A, USB MIDI, spo 7 of 7.
And the extra track is another track 6. It's an exact copy.
Plus 6, home, spacebar. Spacebar.
I ought to go into the track properties of this.
Track properties, name colon, blank line edit shortcut N.
I'm going to call it lead 2.
LEAD, space 2, channel colon, 6.
I'm going to set it to another channel. Try channel 12, not currently being used.
1, 2. Port instru program colon 42 spinnable edit short back cut volume colon 100 spin.
And I'm going to reduce the volume a touch.
7.5.
And pan it differently.
Band colon 9.6.
Keep the rest the same.
Home.
Now it sounds.
Spacebar. Spacebar.
Quite similar to the other one. I'm going to introduce a time glide.
Tools menu. Time glide. Glide by.
And glide by.
0.48. Costads. Home.
And we now have a synthetic delay effect.
Spacebar. Spacebar.
Okay, let's quickly run through the rest of them.
Tools menu. More tools menu. Key split dot dot.
Next one is a key split.
Split key. Lower note colon. C minus 1 edit short.
Again, you have a lower note.
Upper note colon.
And an upper note. All the notes in the range, including the top and the bottom, are made into one track. And all the notes out of the range are made into a second track. For example, if you played a piano, you could take the lower end, split it off, and make it a bass part. Next tool.
Tools menu. More tools menu. Velocity split dot dot.
Velocity split. Very similar. You have a lower velocity and an upper velocity. Notes in the range go to one track, and notes out of the range make a second track. You always have the original and these new extra tracks, so you get 3 in total from one. Next one.
Length split dot dot dot.
Length split. Again, very similar. You have a minimum length and a maximum length, and notes in the range go to one track and notes out of the range to a second.
Note replace dot dot.
Note replace, we've seen. In combination with duplicating a track and doing a transpose, you can use note replace for doing harmony parts.
Velocity crescendo dot dot.
Velocity crescendo. You can increase the velocities of notes and you can do crescendo effects.
Controllery number dot.
Controllery number is if you need to change from MIDI controller of one type to another. For example, if I had an expression pedal and I wanted to make the expression pedal messages actually controller filter cutoff, I could do that with this tool.
Change controllers dot dot dot.
Change controllers changes the values of the controllers. It keeps the same type but changes the values.
Reverse shortcut.
Reverse. Well, apply to all tracks.
Tools may apply to all tracks. Shortcut zero.
And reverse.
Tools may more to cost at home. Spacebar.
What a mess.
Spacebar.
Let's undo that. Let's reverse the reverse.
Tools mod cost at zero. Home. Spacebar. Spacebar.
That's better. Now, point of interest, when you reverse something, you might end up with a bit of a mess. This is because it doesn't reverse the sound, it reverses the notes, and the time when you release the note will become the time when you turn the note on when you reverse. We then have
tools menu, mod, delete notes, dot, dot, dot,
delete notes, which I've already demonstrated.
Delete controllers, dot, dot.
Delete controllers, which is, again, similar, but for MIDI controller values.
Note transform, dot, dot.
And note transform, which I'm actually not going to demonstrate, because there's another tutorial specifically on the note transform tool by Andre Louis. Look it up on the website, qws.andrelouis.com. And that concludes a rundown of the tools. I hope you've enjoyed it, and happy music making.